Now over to Chris McCarty, who's with us from Centre Court. Latest on the action, Chris?
Yes, we're waiting for game two on the main court, the Centre Court. Anna Ivanovic, the world number 17, taking on the Australian Daria Gavrilova, the world number 35. They've met once before. I can tell you it was Gavrilova who won this one, 5-7, 7-6, 7-6. That one on clay in Rome last year. Really looking forward to this one. Anna Ivanovic, a former world number one. She's a huge crowd favourite. Looking forward to this one. I can tell you a result from the first match on centre court today. Elina Svitolina, the Ukrainian world number 21, she defeated the qualifier Yana Kepilova 6-3, 6-1. It's got to be said though, so many unforced errors in this one. Svitolina 33, 45 from Kepilova. So a match a little bit devoid of quality. This one though I think will be a step up in class. And then heading into this evening's play, 7 p.m, the one that we've really been looking forward to most in this first round, former world number one Jelena Jankovic. She takes on the rising star of the women's game, Belinda Bencic.
Fantastic, happening at 7 o'clock. Chris, thanks for that update. Moving on now, and it's time to welcome the lovely Monica from Doing Dubai to our studios here at the tennis. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Yes,
but you're
so
a tennis
much.
Player, aren't you?
I used to be, and then I fell quite badly on court, and I tore every single tendon in my right ankle. The doctor said he'd never seen anything as bad. Ligament, not tendon.
That was it, was it?
And that was it, and so it's sort of back to yoga for me, I'm afraid. A bit of Pilates, but sports where you have to sort of quickly stop and you've got your whole body weight that you may fall on when you get past a certain age, which we won't talk about, is not a good idea necessarily.
21.
So, or 22 even. So anyway, enough of that. On to food.
Let's talk food.
Let's talk food, absolutely. Well, lots of really interesting things for you today, starting with a Masters of China Chefs Showcase. And that's actually quite hard to say. I was very impressed with your sports presenter talking about all those Eastern European names with a Scottish accent. I don't think I could have done that. But Masters of China Chefs Showcase. So basically, what's happening is a special chef. He's no ordinary chef. He's a Michelin-starred kind of gastronomic giant. His name is Samuel Lee Sum.
Mm-hmm.
He's based in Paris, at the Shangri-La in Paris, and he's coming over to the Shangri-La in Dubai for 1 week only, from the 23rd to the 29th of February. So what they're doing, this is the first in a whole lineup of different Chinese chefs from all, well, they may not be Chinese, but their specialty is Chinese food, from all different Shangri-Las than the one in Dubai. But they're coming to Dubai to give their slant and their take on how they do Chinese food. So I think Dubai really needs something like this, and I think we'd all be better off for it, because I still think the Chinese food scene here, we don't really get anything like perhaps what there is in London or something like that. So every couple of months they've got someone. So I'm going to go down there. I've been invited to the media tasting. It's at the Shang Palace in the Shangri-La.
Yeah.
And you can look forward to dishes like crispy lobster. Zara's here today, so vegetarian things like glazed aubergines with sesame and soy and ginger. And my goodness, have you looked at the Shangri-La in Paris? I looked at some pictures because I thought, okay, let me see. And I worry for this man, Samuel Lee Sung, because it's nothing, not putting the Shangri-La in Dubai down at all. We stayed there when we came. It is not quite the same week. The Shangri-La in Paris is beautiful. And
different,
I put the
beast
thing on the blog, beautiful, beautiful, totally different animal.
Is it in an old
come
building,
try his
is
food.
It, in Paris?
Yeah, very period sort of features, lovely marble everywhere. Not in a sort of bling, nouveau riche way, but in a sort of very classic, traditionally restored, very characterful period kind of way. I think you would love it. I would definitely love it. But I don't love the price tag. I think it was on one of those booking sites was, I think it was hotels.com or something, €800 a night. So
Groovy.
I think just go eat his food. Go eat his food and don't maybe not stay this
stop
year.
Stop round the corner.
Yeah. So excited about that. And that's at the Shang Palace in the Shangri-La.
Okay. What else have you got for us?
So moving on to a new restaurant opening. This is the newest, I don't know if any of you have heard about it, the newest, hottest Mexican that's opened in town.
Oh, no.
Have you heard of La Tablita?
Only because I saw it on your lovely blog.
On my blog. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, lots of people have heard, and some bloggers and lucky people have been to La Tablita. So this is a new Mexican restaurant. It's in a hotel. It's a Hyatt hotel, but it's the hotel called the Park Hyatt Dubai in the Creek Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of you know where it is?
No.
Zara, any idea?
On the side of the river.
It's over here in the Creek Golf Club.
Creek
is that the
Golf
one?
Club. There might be a golf club there. It's not on the other side of the river. It's actually in, you may have been right, Mark, I'm not sure, but it's in Healthcare City. Did you know that?
No. When you were thinking of,
okay.
No, I didn't.
Right. So I'm thinking, where on earth is this Hyatt Hotel? So Zara's nodding. Have you been there?
Well,
know the
I
location?
Know where Healthcare City is.
Yeah, we all. Yeah,
but is it in the sat nav?
It's definitely in the sat nav, and
okay,
you can see.
We'll be fine.
So all you need to do is drive in the direction toward Healthcare City and look up, and the two tallest towers, fairly modern, that you can see are this hotel. Mm-hmm. So it was Udmeta Road, and well worth going to. You walk into this hotel, and I'm thinking, my goodness, this is a newish hotel, very, very modern decor. They've got vertical flower walls and all that business. It's all kind of quite trending in hotels going on. On the ground floor is Mexican restaurant, La Tablita. Lots of very warm ochre, yellows, oranges kinds of colors. Very, very smart restaurant. We were there for lunch as opposed to dinner. I liked the classic guacamole, really nice portions, 55 dirhams, could easily feed two. We had that left, maybe 2 to 3 people. Nice tortilla chips when you sit down, which are free with 2 or 3 little dips. And Indian, you know, I'm Indian. Indian people are like, can we have it more spicy? Can we have some more chili sauce? They will not ask for that at this restaurant because there's a chili sauce that will blow your head off. I really liked it, but use that sparingly while you're waiting. Otherwise, you get kind of a little bit hot. So really, really nice. And they have the whole taco scene going on, and you can choose your tacos. So if I said to you crispy fish tacos, what does that mean to you? Because I didn't get what I thought I would get.
Like little spring rolls with fish in.
What do you think, anyone?
I've just got this image in my head of something very, very deep fried.
Yes, well, I thought the fish would be deep fried, but it's not. It's the taco that's deep fried.
Oh.
So I thought I would get deep fried fish, so the fish would be crispy, and they'd be in a taco with a little bit of salad, which is how we'd had it in California, like Cayucos or some little place on the West Coast. But it's not like that. So just to let you know, you're right, Zara. It's the taco, the shell, pastry shell, deep fried with the fish in, and you can have all different ones while you're waiting. Very reasonable. 12, 15 dirhams, as opposed to places like Koya and Catch, because I think this whole taco thing is going on, but much more reasonable. So try those as well. Very nice.
Now, sorry to interrupt you, Monica, but yes, confirmed, it is in the old Google Maps. It's 8 minutes from here, guys, if we want to go after
the
show.
Oh, we'll go this evening. Go
the
this
Hyatt
evening.
Regency,
yeah,
Dubai
afterwards.
Creek. Yep, it's opposite the Dubai Dolphinarium, so that's where
absolutely
it is
opposite
in town.
And I will call them and see if we can sort something out. What I had to drink there was, it was lunchtime, a non-alcoholic tamarind margarita. And I can highly recommend this. So all I can describe it is like a, have you ever eaten those slush drinks?
Yeah. Slushies, yeah. Slushies. Grew up on them.
Okay, well, I never grew up on a slushie. I knew they went
Monica.
Quite a long way from
slushies.
What
we having for tea tonight, Mom?
No,
slushies.
No, didn't have slushies in our house. But anyway, so this is a tamarind slushie, and it's got all the sort of flavors of what you would have in one with the alcoholic, but it doesn't have the alcoholic, so this is very good. But what they do have around the rim, very similar to the margarita, I asked the waiter. They're all Mexican, by the way, or Spanish-speaking. And I hope that lasts. I hope it's not just a one-hit wonder that we're opening
authentic.
It and getting everyone in, and now then, boom, they're kind of off.
Yeah.
I did hear an Irish voice, the waiter here, coming down Irish Village.
There's lots of
they're
Irish.
They're all
voices.
Irish.
Good.
All Irish in
so,
there. Yeah.
So we've got this glass, tamarind margarita going on, and then it's like a salt around the rim. And I said to him, what is it? And he said, it's tahine. And I was looking up tahine, and I'm thinking, isn't that something you have in like hummus, like tahini paste? And I thought, it can't be that. But me being really silly, didn't realize that the ha is actually the l. So if you say La Jolla, it's spelt J-O-L-L-A. It's actually La Jolla. So it's tajine. You'd spell it tajine. And I looked it up, and it's a salt made of dried lime, chili, and a kind of black rock salt. You're
yum.
Nodding, Zara.
I love it.
It's delicious. And it's very like an Indian sort of similar salt we had called Kala Namak, which is black salt or this pink Himalayan salt that's quite trendy.
Yeah.
So they've got this on the edge of the glass, and it really adds something. So even if there's no alcohol, it doesn't matter. It's all very, very nice, and it goes very well together.
Monica, I'm getting so excited. I want to take my Mexican friend Abraham there tonight. But
take
is
him.
It open?
Yes, it is, absolutely. So it's open for lunch from 12 to 3, and I think it's 6, from 6 o'clock. So if you can hang on that long, it is open then, and go and experience it. And I think the atmosphere would probably be a bit more lively than it was at lunchtime.
Is it good Mexican food, or is it very standard, what you would expect as an expat to be Mexican food?
I thought the guacamole, the classic guacamole, was very, very good. The tacos were okay. The main course I wasn't that keen on. The tamarind thing was very, very good. So better than average.
What was your main course?
Not brilliant. It was like a roasted sea bass. Looked very pretty with flowers that you can now buy, but I've had better. And there was a tomato rice underneath, which was not as good as the ceviche and the other starters. The pudding I did not want. He insisted we had, and I'm glad he did. I can only describe it as a Mexican ras malai. Does that mean anything to anyone?
No.
Laughing. No, I'm just laughing, trying to imagine a Mexican man making you do something you don't want to do.
Yeah, well, he insisted, and he was very insistent. it's basically a sort of sponge cake, and it's got lots of milk and pistachios and nuts in, and it tastes like a very, very Indian dessert. But, you know, like lots of family values, traditions, kind of similar colouring as well. So we had a little bit, but I wouldn't order it. But
and what's it called
tasty.
Again? What's the restaurant called?
La Tablita.
La Tablita.
And if you want to try it for free, we've got two dinner vouchers, which they gave us, they told us yesterday. So haven't got the poster up about the competition, but La Tablita poster's up there. So go to the blog, they can try it for free.